Our last guest is a man who has been with us a couple of times before on the Mountain Stage. He also appears on our Best of Mountain Stage series of CDs, and we have kind of a special relationship with his record label, Oh Boy Records, because some of the folks that are involved in that are also involved with Blue Plate Records, so we work with them closely. He's a man who needs no introduction to most Americans. He's one of the most famous and most talented and favorite singer-songwriters to play in America and in Europe, for that matter. He's also very well known in England, Ireland, and all across Europe. He's on tour now. You there listening on the radio will have a chance to see him, I hope, because he's traveling across the USA to tell you about his new album, which is called Live on Tour on Oh Boy Records. And that album is a reflection of his live show. That is, it's not just a greatest hits album done live. It's taken from several recordings that he's made in various live performances, but it's trying to reflect what he does. That is, it has a big band sometimes. Sometimes it has just a couple of folks, like he has here tonight, and some of the cuts on the album are just by himself, like he'll do a few songs this evening. Many people have recorded his songs, and of course, he's been writing great songs since the late 60s, and I think his first album was around that time. Originally from near here, over in Kentucky, and made himself famous up in Chicago. So along with Dave Jakes on the upright and electric bass and Jason Wilbur here on the guitar, mandolin, and harmonica, please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Mr. John Prine.
A young man from a small town with a very large imagination lay alone in his room with his radio on, looking for another station, when the static from the mouthpiece gave away to the sound below. James Dean went out to Hollywood, put his picture in a picture show, and it's, oh daddy, get off of your knees, mama, why'd you have to go? Well, your darling Jim is out on a limb, putting a picture in a picture show. Oh, oh, a picture in a picture show. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, Wilbur and Orville Wright, John Garfield in the afternoon, Montgomery Clift tonight. When the static from the mouthpiece gave away to the sound below, James Dean went out to Hollywood, put his picture in a picture show. And it's, oh, daddy, get off of your knees, mama, why'd you have to go? When your darling Jim is out on a limb, put my picture in a picture show. Oh, oh, my picture in a picture show. A man in a wigwam sitting on a reservation with a big black hole in the belly of his soul, waiting on an explanation, while a white man sits on his fat can and takes pictures of the Navajo. And every time he clicks his Kodak picks, he steals a little bit of soul. Every time he clicks his Kodak picks, he steals a little bit of soul. And it's, oh daddy, get off of your knees, mama, why'd you have to go? Well, your darling Jim is out on a limb, from a picture in a picture show. Oh, ooh, my picture in a picture show. Ah, ah, my picture in a picture show. Here we go. A small town with a very large imagination. Thank you.
Thanks a whole lot. Good to be here in Huntington. That's the last song. Had a whole lot of stuff in it besides a broken guitar. Had James Dean in it and hamburgers and cheeseburgers. And somewhere in the middle of it, John Garfield was in there. And I always liked John Garfield, the actor. He was a big actor in the 40s and early 50s. And there's another song I had his name in just because I liked his movies. Black faces pressed against the glass where rain has pressed its weight. Windblown scarves in top-down cars all share one western trait. Sadness leaks through tear-stained cheeks from white O's to dime store juice. Probably don't know they gave me these late John Garfield blues. Midnight fell on Franklin Street and the lamppost bulbs were broke. For the life of me, I could not see, but I heard a brand new joke. Two men were standing upon a bridge. One jumped and screamed, "You lose," and just left the odd man holding those late John Garfield blues. An old man sleeps with his conscience at night. Young kids sleep with their dreams, while a mentally ill sit perfectly still and live through life's in between. This is a fish and whistle land, a whistle land fish. Well, I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and a hole in the street, the way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet. I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, or we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Well, I was in the army, but I never dug a trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I go to town and drink, give the girls a pinch. I don't think they ever even noticed me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, or we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Fish and a whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. When we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again, again, again. Oh, my very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees. They only give me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, or we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Let's go fishing. A fish and a whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. When we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. Again, again. Oh, Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Fish and whistle. It's okay, I got an a cappella song for later, you know. This song's dedicated to the Staple Singers. People that are sad, sometimes the world frown. And people that are kings, sometimes they wear a crown. But all the people who don't fit, they get the only fun they get from people putting people down. People putting people down. People without love sometimes build a fence around. The garden up above that makes a whole world go round. But all the people who don't fit, they get the only fun they get from people putting people down. People putting people down. So sometimes it gets so cold. You may lose your wife. You may lose your family. You may lose your mind just to keep your sanity. But all the people who don't fit, they get the only fun they get from people putting people down. People putting people down. And people that are glad sometimes they wear a smile. And people without dreams, they walk the extra mile. But all the people who don't fit, they get the only fun they get from people putting people down. People putting people down. So cold. Sometimes it gets so cold. We got to figuring a little while ago, and it looks like I've been traveling around the country with my guitar for about 25 years now. And, geez, it only seems like 20, you know. I started out at this club in Chicago. I was still a postal employee. Had a mail route, 487 stops, 496 dogs. They all knew me by first name. And there was this little club on Armitage Avenue called the Fifth Peg. And they used to let people just get up, anybody could get up and sing a song, you know. And one night I was in there and there was people getting up. I'd had a couple of beers and I thought, geez, I can do better than that. So I got up there, and I never sang with a spotlight in my face before, you know, and I sang Sam Stone and Hello in There in Paradise. That's my boys, Jack and Tommy, back there. They've never been to a show before. How you doing? So they give me a job in this club anyhow, and I was singing on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays for 50 cents a person, and I think the guy got to keep a quarter of it. And I was still working at the post office. So about 4 weeks of this, I was driving down to the club one Thursday night, and I kind of figured it maybe the same people would be sitting in the front tables. So I thought maybe I should have a new song for them. So I wrote this song in the car on the way down to the club. My only concern was that my guitar was in the trunk, and all I had was a steering wheel in my hand. And I didn't think that maybe I knew how to play the chords that I was singing. But they were still just three chords, I think, in three chords, you know. You guys ready? This is for Steve Goodman.
Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all too loud to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, that can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows made life difficult to say. That's why last night and this morning always looked the same to me. And I hate reading old love letters, for they always bring the tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, that can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me.
Thank you. Thank you. I come from a family of four boys, and my dad was a tool and die maker for the American Can Company in Maywood, Illinois. He didn't get a whole lot of vacation, so him and my mom would plan these weekend excursions every once in a while just so we could get out of town. He'd always warn us pretty much ahead of time when one of these was coming up, and then the night before we'd leave, he'd sit up late with a couple of quarts of beer and a road atlas. And he'd draw a big circle on the map so we'd never have to pass the same place twice. Our mother didn't think that he was the best driver in the world. It was mostly two lanes, and whenever we'd run out to pass somebody, inevitably it'd be a big semi coming, and our mother would go, "My God, Bill, you're going to kill every one of us." My brothers and I would always look at each other and go, "Well, this woman's never lied to us before." Here's a story of a man and his family and a big trip that they took. I heard all about it in a restaurant, and I read it in a history book. They rented a car at the Erie Canal, but the car didn't have no brake. Said my papa, "My God, this car's gonna fall into the bottomless lake." Well, Mama turned to Daddy with a pale face, said, "I've done something horribly wrong. The water's still running in the bathtub, and I think I left the kitchen light on." Then I heard a crash, and the car went splash. The compass rolled around and around.
Oh, for heaven's sake, we fell in a lake, and I think we're all gonna drown. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. There was plenty of food in the back seat, and the windows was rolled up tight. So we all nibbled on a chicken leg and told stories way through the night. Pa told one that he told before, and the baby got a bellyache. Said Ma to Pa, my God, this car is falling down the bottomless lake. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. Well, Papa played the music on the radio, and Mama rocked the baby to sleep. He said he would have taken the other road, but he didn't think the lake was that deep. If the ferry'd been there at the end of the pier, we'd be halfway to Uncle Jake's. Instead of looking at fish out the window, I wish we'd hit the bottom of the bottomless lake. But we are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again.
Moral to the story here. So if you're ever going on a big trip, you better be careful out there. Study everything on your good foot and wear clean underwear. Take along a Bible in the back seat, read of David and of Solomon. For if you make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. That's right. Thank you very much. I just moved homes recently. My family got bigger. We got these little babies, and somehow the house got real small all of a sudden. So we looked and looked, and I was not really looking forward to moving because it spelled work to me, you know. Well, we found a new house, and real big, and had stairs like Ozzy and Harriet and everything, And what we did was, when I found out when moving was, I went out on the road. So I left my old address and I came back home after the road to my new address and just sat down on my favorite chair, you know. I have a very understanding wife. There's a couple of things I missed about the old house, though, namely the kitchen, because I hung out in there all the time. Late at night, it was a really nice kitchen, had a yellow wallpaper with pineapples on it, and had an old cuckoo clock hanging on the wall that hardly ever worked. They're real sensitive, you know. And me and this one buddy of mine, we was about three quarters in the sack one night, and we tried to fix the cuckoo clock with a butter knife. After that, all it ever said was a uku, uku. I wrote a lot of songs in that kitchen and played a lot of music with friends that would stop over. There's a song I wrote with Peter Case, who's a singer-songwriter I really like a whole lot. And we promised we was going to write a song together someday, so he finally came over to my yellow kitchen, and we sat down and started singing this love ballad, like a three-chord love ballad. All of a sudden, we started writing this song here about a monkey the Russians put into space in the 1950s. You're familiar with them. Well, yeah, the Russians, they put this monkey into space in the 50s, and then they got so busy scaring us that they forgot he was up there. And he didn't come down until the 90s, when the Soviet Union didn't look the same. So after twirling around up there in space for all those years, he was expecting maybe a parade or something when he got home, as any of us would. This is called Space Monkey.
Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why, it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air. Come gather around me, you little monkeys, and a story I'll tell about a brave young primate outer space knew him well. He was born at the top of a big old tree way back in 1953. He could swing through the jungle and hang by his toes till they took him to Russia, cause they could, I suppose. Dressed him up in a spacesuit and it started to snow. Shot him off in a rocket where no man would go. Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why, it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air. There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home. No hammer or sickle, you'll be all on your own. He had plenty of Cuban bananas and loads of Spam, but he found great difficulty trying to open the can. One day he slipped on a banana peel and the ship lost control. He spun out of orbit and shot out the black hole. It's been 4 decades now. That's 9 monkey years. It's a long time for a monkey to confront all his fears. Space monkey, what you doing up there? Why, it's dark as a dungeon way up in the air. Giving no wine to greet you when you get back home. No hammer or sickle, all on your own.
That guitar solo was supposed to represent a passage of time. Space monkey, it's time to get real. The space race is over. How does it feel? Cold War's had a heat wave, iron curtains torn down. They've rolled up the carpet in Space Monkey Town. Now Leningrad is Petersburg, and Petersburg's hell for a card-carrying monkey with a story to tell. The space monkey was reportedly last sighted about a half a block off of Red Square in a karaoke bar, having a few drinks with some of his old friends. There was the dog that flew Sputnik and a blind red-headed one-legged parrot who had done some minor research for Dow Chemical. They were drinking American vodka, imported all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. And reportedly had their arms around each other's shoulders, if parrots have shoulders, singing, "Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Space monkey, there's nothing to do. But it's better than living in a communist zoo. There'll be no one to greet you when you get back home.
no hammer or sickle, but you'd be all on your own.
Space Monkey. Thank you very much. This is the a cappella song I was promising you before. This song is only exists on the B-side of a green vinyl 45 RPM record with Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian on the other side. It was mixed pretty sloppy, so it's hard to tell the words on it, so I'm going to sing it now. And this song is kind of about displacement, which means to me you're in one place, but you want to be in another one. I'm not sure if that's what it means at all, but I'm not even sure if that's what the song's about. I wrote the song after my first marriage was over, and I was going out with this girl, and she wanted me to prove my love to her by giving up something close to me. So I quit drinking for a couple of weeks. About the eighth day, I was starting to get just a little itchy, and I was wondering if she was worth it. I kept watching her go from room to room, hoping she'd pick her nose or scratch her butt or something. So I could just go, screw this, I'm gonna go get a drink. Now, I have to smoke a cigarette during the singing of this song because it refers to a cigarette in the song, so all you people at home listening to your radios, you better back away if you don't want to get your teeth stained. These are the Kokomo Hummers, Jason Wilbur and David Jakes. In a small fishing village northeast of Guam sits a fine young chap holding hands with mom. As the fish swim by, so does Joe. For his body is in Guam, but his mind is in Kokomo. I am longing to be inside my home, where the rafters are thick with men's cologne. For if I were a tree, I know where I would grow. But my body is in Guam and my mind is in Kokomo. Kokomo, Indiana, Kokomo, Indiana. It's a large swimming pool that will light up at night with cigarette girls and a groom dressed in white. As the organ plays a song, the crowd doesn't know, for their bodies are in Guam, but their minds are in Kokomo. Kokomo, Indiana. Kokomo, Indiana. Boy, I'm glad I got that song off my chest.
Thank you.
standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa.
Many years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe that found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth, and thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill. And man, they were sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves up in Canada, trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. Whatever seemed easier. That night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
The dogs were barking as the cars were parking, the loan sharks were sharking, and the narks were narking. Practically everyone was there in the parking lot by the forest preserve. The police have found two bodies in the woods. Nay, naked bodies. And their faces have been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news, on the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. Shadows! That's exactly what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me, it was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie, we were standing, standing by peaceful waters,
peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters.
Thank you very much.
Mr. John Prine. How about one more song from John Prine, huh?
We'll sing this one here, and I hope you know it and like it. The Alex Chilton is going to play along on it with us. This is Daddy, Won't You Take Me Back to Muhlenberg County. When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are warm. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adriel, where the air smell like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all that we killed. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled away. Hey, Jason, what do you think paradise looks like? Coal come to Kane with the world's largest shovel. Well, it tortured the timber and it stripped all the land.
They dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, and then they wrote it all down as the progress of man.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away.
Hey, Alex, would you play us one?
Let my ashes float down the Green River, and let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay?
Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away.
Thank you very much.
Along with Dave Jakes and Jason Wilbur, Mr. John Prine, Alex Chilton joined him on that last encore song.